Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture Football.
I'm Andrew Pollard from What Culture Football.
And we are here with all of your football news today. A huge day in the Lionel Messi saga. His dad has flown in to continue talks with Barcelona. There's, I believe, Manchester City representation heading to meet with the club as well. And a big story breaking today from the Daily Record that Lionel Messi appears to be on his way to Manchester City, including a contract that will make him the highest paid individual in the history of the sport. According to reports in the Daily Record, Messi has agreed financial terms worth 700 million euros. That's about 620 million quid, which he'll receive over the course of 5 years in the employment of City Football Group, which is Manchester City's holding company. As we've sort of mentioned in the past, it seems to me that Messi is going to spend 3 years at Manchester City and then move to the MLS to play for their American franchise, New York City FC. Apparently, they also claim that the reason he chose Manchester City over other teams in Europe, for example, is that he wants to play in the Premier League and he wants to add to his ridiculous list of honours, including, of course, Champions League and six Ballon d'Ors. And he thought his best chance of doing that is with Pep Guardiola. Andrew, kind of putting together all the pieces we've speculated on in the past, but still, what an eye-watering figure that is.
Oh, it's insane money. It's nuts money. And the guy is already the highest paid footballer in the world. It's just, he's going to be on even more money now, I believe. I don't know, we talked about it yesterday in audio form about whether it would be a good move for Manchester City to take Messi. And I still come back to it's a whole lot of money. I know, obviously, City have nearly these kind of like Scrooge McDuck levels of finances behind them, this endless pit of gold, shiny coins. But it's the outlay for it, especially if there's going to be a fee involved, which if there is going to be a fee, it seems that this 200 million euro figure or pound figure seems to not go away. To do that on a 33-year-old who you're not then going to have any sell-on value on because you've basically got this five-year plan for him to end up at your sister club, as it were. I don't know. It's clearly all indicators kind of say it's going to happen, but to me, which sounds crazy to say, I still come back to like, I don't know if this is a great deal for City.
Don't care. Not my club. I want to see him in the Premier League. And if it's going to come to what would sound like roughly £1 billion to get him there, then so be it. It's mad money. I can hear many, many old men saying that the game is gone and what have you. But I no doubt expect to see reports about how many shirts Manchester City have sold, as if that sort of balances out the books for Manchester City if he does eventually sign. But we have got a lot of Barcelona news to get into today, so we will move on instead to Everton.
Yes, over to the earth, to the toffees. A brief bit of non-Barca news in what might be a Barca-heavy podcast again. But yeah, it looks like Everton are close to getting three deals over the line, which is we've kind of talked about these stories in the last week or so, and now it looks like all of them are gaining serious traction or have gained serious traction. And the source of all of this is the ever-reliable Fabrizio Romano. So you know that it's going to be legit. But according to Romano, the deal to get Alan from Napoli is all done, signed, sealed. It's just the case of the player having a medical. I believe that's going to be in the region of 25 to 30 million euros. And then James Rodriguez, again, another deal that has been agreed completely from all parties, from the player, from Real Madrid, from Everton. And that one looks like it may be an initial loan deal because James has, I believe, only 12 months left on his contract. So it's a deal that suits all parties because Real Madrid get his wages off the wage bill and Everton don't have to put out a massive fee right now. And if things don't work out in a year's time, then everybody goes their separate ways. And then the other one is Abdullah Doucouré from Watford, who, again, he supposedly agreed personal terms with Everton. This always, I know it's modern football, but it grinds on me like an old man where it's, that sounds really creepy phrase. No old men have grinded on me. But it grinds on me where... Surely it's like you get the offer accepted by the club, then you have personal terms. Yeah. I know it's not like that in modern football. But anyway, Doucouré has supposedly agreed personal terms with Everton. It's just the case of Everton and Watford strike up a deal with Watford seemingly wanting around 30 million for him and Everton not wanting to pay quite that much. Of course, this is a player that Everton tried to sign last summer, couldn't hash out a fee. But to me, I think all three of these would be phenomenal signings for Everton. When you look at just their midfield at the moment, and then you look at what it could be next season with Alan and Doucouré, with James Rodriguez just as that luxury number 10, I think that's a three I'd love to see play.
Yeah, absolutely. Some great signings potentially heading to the Premier League for next season. Like you said, Rodriguez, Alan, Messi, Van de Beek. Oh, we are being treated here. I really like all three of these for Everton. You know what? Sod it. Forget Liverpool and Man City. Everton to win the Premier League next season.
Well, I did see somebody reply to Fabrizio Romano. There was a back and forth on Twitter about, is this mean Everton, they're going to push on now? And somebody replied like, yep, they're going to get 11th next season now. Because obviously Everton finished 12th this past season. But it's a signal of intent. It's a massive, massive upgrade in quality. No offence to players like Tom Davis, who will run all day for you. But yeah, for the amount of good games he has another 6 or 7 where... Right. As a squad player, it'd be fine. But if he's one of your starting 11, then I know a lot of the Everton fans I know worry every time he plays, bless him. And they're quite eager for him to move to Newcastle. So I don't know if that's going to actually happen. But just that the quality upgrade there, those three players coming into that midfield, I think it's positive all around for Everton. But the one big striking positive is the fact that it shows that Mascheri is fully prepared to back Carlo Ancelotti, which is only a good thing because Carlo Ancelotti is a man that's won everything pretty much.
I think Newcastle take anyone right now. They lost 5-1 in a pre-season friendly to Borough.
Is it two sendings off as well? Maybe.
It did sound good. The Newcastle fans that I know already getting ready for a long old season. But let's switch from the blue to the red side of Merseyside and Gini Wijnaldum. This is something we've talked about quite a lot in the past as well, but it appears that he is heading to Barcelona. This coming from Albert Rohe, I do believe is how you attempt to butcher his surname, from Sport, who tweeted out that the transfer could go through for around 15-20 million. Ronald Koeman obviously desperate for players at Barcelona now, and I think this is a really good signing for him, for them, and for Gini as well.
Yeah, I think it ticks a lot of boxes for everybody. With Liverpool, if they're still talk that they're trying to bring in Thiago Alcantara from Bayern Munich, so they would need to realistically free up a place in that squad, in that midfield. So Wijnaldum, he's got 12 months left on his deal, reuniting with his former Netherlands manager, Ronald Koeman, at Barcelona to be given clearly a star role there. I think it works out well for everybody. I think the price, obviously it's 12 months left of his contract, but I think 15 to 20 million, I think, is a really good deal for Barcelona. And it's a player, again, we've talked about this before, it's a player that Ronald Koeman trusts, somebody he's managed before, and at such an important time for him in his career, this being Koeman, to get his dream job at a time when the club is Barcelona is in turmoil, then he wants those trusted soldiers. And I mean, Wijnaldum's captain in Netherlands before, so clearly there is that level of respect and trust there. And I think just in terms of ability, he again I keep saying ticks a lot of boxes, but he does for what you'd want from a Barcelona midfielder. He's classy, he's technically really good, his positioning's great, he's just a really intelligent footballer. And I think I can't see any negatives in this deal at all for Barcelona or for Gini Wijnaldum.
No, absolutely. We're often accused when it comes to reporting football stuff of being sensationalist, of being hyperbolic. And we did a podcast just the other day, you and I, called Barcelona in Crisis. I think that's a fair assessment considering what's going on upstairs.
I believe so, yeah. There's it is the story that keeps on giving, the gift that keeps on giving, unless you're a Barcelona fan. Another twist of this tale is that your pal Josep Bartomeu, the current president of Barcelona, who doesn't appear to be president for that much longer by the time the next elections come around, he now, not only are people calling for his head, but there's this interesting story today from Guillem Balaguer, one of the most trusted journalists there is when it comes to Spanish football, where Bartomeu could actually face prison. He may end up in prison all because of this Lionel Messi transfer that seemingly is determined to happen. It's one thing for the guy to get sacked or to fall on his sword and resign, but now it's, yeah, okay, he may up with a prison sentence. And the logic behind this is that if Messi goes, and because obviously we have the big situation where Lionel Messi is trying to get out of his contract for free, Barcelona are saying no, it's this 700 million euros, that's your release clause, the clause you had to get out for free is expired until next June. La Liga have backed up Barcelona and said, look, no, that free thing that's passed now for another 12 months, well, until next June. And the pressure's on that Messi might take this to court, or he's just going to, well, he's missed training already. He didn't report for a test for the thing that we cannot mention. And as a result, he's not been able to go to training. He doesn't want to go to training. He's refused to go to training with Barcelona. Their pre-season training started this past Monday. So he's determined to leave, and he's trying to force his free transfer. And the caveat here that is, if Bartomeu agrees to this free transfer for Messi, then that, the exact term was, he will be mishandling of assets, is what people would throw at him. And the fans and the new president, whoever that is going to be, can then take him to court, and he's either going to end up with a massive fine or possibly prison time. It's insane.
It feels like something out of Dream Team. Dream Team. Just insane the way this keeps developing. We'll, of course, keep you posted on everything. As I said, a huge day when it comes to the situation with Messi in Barcelona, with his dad coming in to sort negotiations, Man City potentially going in, and now all this. It is the story that, as you said, just keeps on coming. And no doubt we'll have an update for you tomorrow morning with all that. Let's move on instead to Alan Brazil's favourite player, Hector Bellerin. The Arsenal player is apparently now being linked with PSG. They have made a bid of £25 million plus £5 million in add-ons to try and pry the right back away from Arsenal. Also interesting to note that Bayern Munich and Juventus are keen to sign him. He's under contract until June 2023, so no real issues there when it comes to Arsenal. Really interested to see how Mikel Arteta handles this one, because he's got some great new signings in. I thought they looked really good in the Charity Shield, and obviously went on to win that on penalties. How do you see this one going? Because I still really rate Hector Bellerin.
See, I'm not quite so much in that camp. I'd snap the hand off if it was me. Especially when we're hearing that Arsenal, they have all these plans for these players. It looks like the Gabriel Magalhães deal is now over the line, but they're very much having to raise funds to bring in the players that they want. Thomas Partey is one that's been linked constantly, and it seems like everybody wants the move to happen, but Arsenal need to find the money for it. And so if I could get 30 million in this market, this depleted market that we keep hearing about, that doesn't seem that much depleted, then I think I'd take it. Just he's clearly a very good footballer. You know what you're going to get from him. He's very much up and down. His pace is electric. And in the attacking third, he's very useful. I don't really rate Bellerin defensively that much. And also the big one for me, that it's unfair on the player, but you have to look at his injury record. And
yeah, that's
I think you can't really rely on him. When was the last time you played a 40-game season? I couldn't tell you. I think for that sort of money, no matter how good he is, I just think that for the reliability factor, especially if you're crafting this new team, and you've got some good young players coming through there already, you've got your eyes on other transfer targets. I think if I was Mikel Arteta, I'd be looking to take 30 million. And Paris Saint-Germain, for Hector Bellerin, to me, if I thought he was going to leave Arsenal, I wouldn't have Paris Saint-Germain as coming in for him. But they've been crying out for a new right back for, it seems like, since Dani Alves left. And they tried Serge Aurier, that didn't work out, and they fobbed him off to Spurs, and it's not worked out there for him either. I know, liability doesn't even come close, bless him. I think for Bellerin, it's a great move to Paris Saint-Germain or Juventus or Bayern Munich. But I think that they're three clubs that I think he'd be pitching a bit high to try and get to. But if they're coming in for him, I think it's another deal that works well all around.
Yeah, you're right. I think that the injuries question mark. It might be one of those things where I see him occasionally on Match of the Day and go, God, he's such a good player. And then that's the only game he's played for the odd month. I think he's got a role to play. It strikes me that PSG are a very Hector Bellerin team, just in terms of, like you say, he's not the best defender in the world, but going forward, he's great. So, as always, PSG's solution is just score more goals. So, we'll have to wait and see on that one. Bayern Munich, I don't really see him going to Bayern Munich or Juventus. I see him more going to PSG just because I feel like, yeah, that'd just suit the right back a little bit better. But we'll have to wait and see how that one develops. As we are with all the stories we've dealt with today, we'll keep you posted on everything. Let us know your thoughts on them in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Football, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily football podcasts when you are out and about, including if you want to go and listen back to that Barcelona in Crisis podcast me and Andrew recorded the other day. Continue the conversation on Twitter at What Culture FC and watch there. Follow both of us. You can follow Andrew Pollard at
Culture the Left Peg.
And you can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture FC, as I said. But for now, this has been your daily football news. My thanks to Andrew Pollard. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.